Krishna Govinda, Govinda, Gopala Nanda Lal. Krishna Govinda, Govinda, Gopala Nanda Lal. Krishna Govinda, Govinda, Gopala Nanda Lal. Hey Gopal Nandalal, Gopal Nandalal, Gopal Nandalal, Gopal Nandalal, Gopal Nandalal, Gopal Nandalal. Welcome, welcome, wherever you are. I have to smile because I know there are people from America listening to this, from Germany and Europe, from Russia, from Chile. Welcome everyone, welcome from my heart. What we are doing here in this Kirtan Sangha, this community of Kirtan lovers, is we are learning to go deep in the most ancient spiritual practice which there is, singing. We were born with a voice. It is very natural for us. Someone once said, I've written it down here, if you can't teach me how to fly, then please teach me how to sing. I would like to add, if you can't teach me how to fly, please teach me how to sing kirtan. Because it is on the wings of kirtan, which is such a spiritual type of music, that you will very easily learn to move up and beyond. And in this way, you could say fly. So before I start, welcome, welcome. We are now in our fifth kirtan session. We hope to end with three more. Then we have eight and the kirtan course is complete. For those of you who have joined us just now, let me summarize. I will first guide you into a practice that helps us to arrive in this space. Then we will have 15 minutes, the fundament of kirtan, some philosophy, and then we will spend the remainder of our time, half an hour, with doing kirtan itself and going deep into the kirtan. So, yes, what can we say about teaching us how to fly in kirtan? One thing you must know is when you sit down and do kirtan, there's something else which sits down with you, something which you may like to get rid of, and that is your entire life sits with you. You bring what you have done, you bring what you have thought, you bring your relationships, you bring everything. Wherever you go, that's where you are, the way you are. So there are a few things which you can easily do that helps you to bring a life with you to kirtan that does not create an obstacle. You can make your kirtan practice so easy. It's like when you want to fly in these balloons, You have to throw a few sacks of sand over the board so that you can fly and rise very easily. In the same way, when you do kirtan, a few things are good to be left behind, and a few things are good to be adopted so that you can really embark into a wonderful experience of kirtan. Before we are speaking about this, I would like you all to tune yourself in into the program. Please sit in an erect way, a good posture, and then we please intone all the most simple type of a kirtan, the sacred syllable Om. I will sing this once for you alone, and then we will sing a few times, breathe the Om out. Arrive, center yourself, and listen to one Om, and then join me. In between, always deep inhales, then you ride with the Om on the exhale. I will do it one time alone, then we will do it together. Deep inhale. Start with the Om. Start deep inside your body, almost with the vocal A. Then as you breathe out the Om, you go higher into the chest area where there is the U. And then for the remainder and the major portion of the time, you stay in the area starting from the throat upwards. See, we want to let the vibration of Om go through every aspect of our being. And in that way, vibrate us, if you so want, on a higher level than we are now. So, I will help you. I will show an upward movement. Let us all now start with a deep inhale. One more. chanting Om like this becomes like applying an inner massage, a massage of sound. When you sit down to chant, your whole life sits down with you. Yes, you can just chant and let the vibration do it. But if you have the intent as you chant, the sankalpa, to really purify your existence and then make a divine connection, then there is so much and so much faster benefit to be felt. The yogis know about the kirtan yoga. It's connected kirtan. And I would like to just quickly give you the stations. Those of you who are note takers, this is a good time to take note, but no need. The first two fundamentals of a yoga practice are those things which you do in relationship to others, like avoiding violence, even in thought, not lying, being absolutely truthful, and so on and so forth. They are called the yamas. And then there are niyamas, something which you do in relationship to yourself, to bring your life to a happy, healthy, wholesome level. They are called, as I said, the niyamas, and they relate to socham, that is inner and outer purity. Let not so much negativity come into your life. Santosha, content. Then svadhyaya, or regular study in wisdom texts that can teach you to focus your mind in the right way. Some amount of tapas or discipline is good. And then Ishvara Pranidhana. You let go. You don't try to control everything. For those who are, let us say, not yet familiar with deep things, you can just think of surrendering to the unknown. Let the stream of life carry you. Those who wish to go further, surrender to God. Now give yourself into this, and then you will be swept out of the box of ordinary life. If you always cling to what you know or what you do at the present moment, nothing new can take place. Then for kirtan, the actual practice is you should find a comfortable seat where you can sit steady, where you don't shake or fidget. It's also not good to just be too relaxed on your sofa like couch potatoes are. No, you try to sit in a stable and erect, tall way. Your breath is the next item. In classical pranayama, you do breath regulation, but in kirtan, the regulation happens very automatically. You breathe in a good volume of air, and then as you sing the mantras on an exhale. And that is as far as efficiency, really the best breath regulation, because more than just breathing, a sacred sound vibration is added, and that makes the experience really complete. Then you go To one area, it's called in classical Sanskrit pratyahara. In kirtan, it means withdrawal from everything. You try to be there 100%. And when you see that your mind is drawn away to your everyday ordinary thoughts, you say later and bring it back. It can happen when you sit with many people that you start to think, oh, the melody is so good, or the melody is so disturbing, it sounds like screeching on glass. Or it may happen that you become aware of others, how they are dressed, and that they look towards you, and so on. You can tell your mind later, now we want to fly, or we want to go beyond the everyday mind. And we will do this riding on the breath which vibrates the mantra. It will become very clear in just a moment. So throughout the practice, you might have to withdraw your mind. Huh? You may think, oh, how much is the gold price now on the market? I better invest my money into something stable. You say to your mind later, now it is something else. Bring your mind away from the ordinary thoughts. Then dharana, you need to do something with your mind. Focus it again and again on the sound vibration. It's very simple. You just listen and you focus and you are there. Absolutely present. You don't try to become something, to forget something, to do something. This is a time to be there and to let the mantra act. Then you will enter naturally some meditative states. It's called dhyana. And then you can come to the kirtan samadhi, the deep absorption. It happens sometimes that those who are in kirtan, at the end of the kirtan, it was maybe 1 hour or 2 hours. I have been in kirtans which went on for 5 hours, same kirtan. Then you think, is it already finished? What happened to me? You were absorbed. This is the most wonderful regenerative place to be absorbed in the sacred sound. It will help you to rewire yourself, to become the best version of yourself. This state of kirtan samadhi, or deep absorption in the kirtan. In summary, before kirtan, try to live your life by the yamas and niyamas. To find them in good explanation, you can just Google them and there will be much information of what is a yama and a niyama. No? Then, while you do kirtan, try to sit stable. Be aware that if you take deep inhales and sing on an exhale, that you will enter a wonderful kirtan or breath regulation, which will affect your mind very positively, because the mantra always has the same length. No, that will be almost like that will regulate your breath. Then try to bring your mind away from the everyday mind and focus it on the sound vibration, and you will enter meditative states and ultimately achieve full absorption, meditative absorption, or kirtan samadhi. We want to sing now, and I will bring what you have learned in a very simple, doable formula. We have a mantra for today, which we will put now into your comment section so that you can see what it is. It is a very, very dear mantra, which is very, it has an element of sweetness in it. Our last mantra was to Lord Shiva, who is the ultimate transformer. But we will now find a mantra or sing a mantra in Kirtan that is the ultimate attractor. By sweetness, we are brought to the inner revolution. By sweetness, we are pulled forward. It's the higher taste which will help us to give up the lower taste. So, yes, let us start. As we sing in the beginning, simply listen. And when your part comes to sing, I assume that you are sitting already, then sing with your outgoing breath and give it your all. In this word, give it your all, there's automatically included the withdrawal and the focus. And try to enter into a meditative state where only the sound vibration of this beautiful, sweet kirtan is with you. I will sing one time alone, the lead vocals, and then together with Gokrishna, my tried and tested assistant in so many kirtans, so many halls, so many countries. When he sings, it's your time to sing with him the chorus. Krishna Govinda, Govinda, Gopala Nandala. Krishna Govinda, Govinda, Gopala Nandala. Govinda, Govinda, Gopala Nandala. Krishna 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 Govinda, Govinda, Gopala Nandala. So the first level of application is to listen. Now where we are all in our homes, we need to also listen to ourselves, our unique voice, which only one person can vocalize, that is you. And then as you listen, you really give yourself to the practice. You breathe in deeply, and then you sing. And after you have done this a few times, listen attentively, give yourself to the practice. You can let go. Let go and let the mantra do. All of us together now. Krishna Govinda, Govinda, Gopala Nandala. Krishna Govinda, Govinda, Gopala Nandala. Gopala Nandala, Gopala Nandala. Gopalanandala, 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 Gopalanandala. Gopalanandala, hey Gopalanandala, 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 Gopalanandala. One more time, everyone. Gopalanandala, 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 Gopalanandala. We will soon sing some more. But to frame your experience and hopefully and give you even more inspiration, I would like to tell you who is Gopal, whose name we are singing. See, God is a wonderful subject matter. He is that force which pervades everything. It's like yesterday we were in the evening on a lake with a very good friend of ours in our little ashram. We all walk each Monday. It was yesterday 19 kilometers we counted. And we sat at the end at the lake. And we sat in silence. And we could feel. We had chanted before some kirtan, but after the kirtan we sat in silence. As I told you maybe yesterday, silence is what is most like God. And in this silence, we felt a deep connection. There was a duck running after another duck, a swan in the distance, the sounds of chirping birds all around, and fishes were from time to time jumping out of the lake, breaking for a moment the silence of the lake. And as we had chanted kirtan, a deep feeling of interconnectedness with all beings entered. A connectedness which today, after this session, will bring me to a place in our little ashram where I will sit down with all the members of our ashrams. And we will do a meditation for the welfare of all beings, coming from that place of interconnectedness. When you feel connected, then yes, you are able to be compassionate. So that is one aspect, the all-pervading, in Sanskrit you would say Brahman, that brings all of us, all of creation together. Then there's another aspect, Paramatma, that Lord in the heart, who sometimes speaks to you in the form of conscience or a calling. Come, move forward, it is time for you. Why do you pretend to not know what you already know deep inside? Paramatma, super soul. And then there's this playful boy who has only the most loving relationships. The God who knows how to sing and dance and invite all of us into what is called rasa, an exchange. Once, Yashoda called this little Gopal and said, again there are so many reports of you stealing butter from the houses of all the Brijbasis in our village. You are a thief. Now you steal butter. Later you will steal ox carts. Gopal was twisting back and forth in deep discomfort. His most beloved mother was chiding him, chastising him. He knew that all these people in the village of Vrindavan were making the butter from fresh yogurt with only one idea. I wish Gopal comes into our house, breaks the clay pots in which the butter are stored and eats it and steals it. It was a heart-to-heart affair to make butter. They wanted it to go into Gopal's stomach. So now Gopal was accused to steal, and he said in a whisper, Mother, I cannot stop stealing. Indicating it is my job, my eternal occupation, to attract the hearts of all. This is my doing. So we will sing again this mantra to Gopal. We will sing it a little bit different. Govinda, Govinda, Hey Gopala Nandalal, everybody please.
Krishna Govinda, Govinda,
Gopala Nandalal,
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 Hey Gopala Nandalal,
Hey Gopala Nandalal,
Gopala Nandalal,
Gopala Nandalal,
Hey Gopala Nandalal,
Gopala Nandalal,
Gopala Nandalal,
Gopala Nandalal,
Hey 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 Gopala Nandalal,
Krishna Govinda, Govinda,
Hey Gopala Nandalal,
Krishna Govinda, Govinda,
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 Gopala Nandalal,
Hey Gopala Nandalal,
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 Hey Gopala Nandalal,
Hey Gopala Nandalal,
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 Krishna Govinda, Govinda,
Gopala Nandalal,
Krishna Govinda, Govinda,
Hey Gopala Nandalal,
Krishna Govinda, Govinda,
Gopala Nandalal,
Krishna Govinda, Govinda,
Hey Gopala Nandalal,
Krishna Govinda, Govinda,
Gopala Nandalal,
Krishna Govinda, Govinda,
Gopala Nandalal,
Govinda, Govinda, Gopala Nandalal,
Krishna Govinda, Govinda,
Gopala Nandalal,
Oh Gopala Nandalal,
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 Hey Gopala Nandalal,
Gopala Nandalal,
Gopala Nandalal, Gopalandala, Gopalandala,
Gopalandala, Gopalandala,
Gopalandala. And deep inhale, please. Hey, oh, everybody. Na, 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 la. Have a very, very unkind master here. The time. Let me end with a few announcements. First of all, for some of us, it might be good to learn deep breathing. Because of our sedentary lifestyle, we sit all the time, or because we may inhibit the spontaneous expressions of our emotions, we are putting lids on ourselves, and chronic stress or whatever, or we just don't move, our breath is shallow. And you wish to fly in the kirtan. It's good to be able to have a good breath. And for this, I would like to recommend to you a very good friend of mine, Eddie Stern, who leads daily pranayama practice, that is deep yogic breathing, on Instagram Live, his Instagram Live, at 12:30 Central European Time. We will post this address on our Instagram so that you can easily find the link. It might help you to just come to a deep breath and so on, a long breath. The last, it's only two announcements today. I would like to invite you for next week, May 26th. Believe it or not, it's our Kirtan Experience Part 6. I would like to share with you some points which will bring you even deeper to Kirtan. Yes, we want to learn how to go beyond with Kirtan. And so on. Let me, in closing this session, thank you all very, very much. I do get always a report of your comments and how you are online. At the moment, I just assume all of you are there. I look at the cameras here, but I feel you there, because in Kirtan, we connect with that divine force which interconnects not, of course, all living beings, but especially during Kirtan, all the Kirtan singers. So, wherever you are, thank you very much for participating and giving us, this unique feeling of doing something deeply spiritual together. I wish you a wonderful remainder of the day, a kirtan-inspired life, and See you all very soon. Hari Bol.